And now with the answer to our quiz, Brenda Wright has joined me from the Juneau Audubon Society. Brenda, we've said, let's see, rakish black mask over their eyes. They look like little bird bandits. They have a bright spot of yellow on the tips of their tails. That's kind of the giveaway, right?
Right.
And we're, of course, talking about one of the most beautiful birds, really, that comes to through our way. They're so gorgeous.
Yeah, they look like fresh mascara every day.
Right. Like a pastel painting or watercolor painting even, the way that they're – it's a cedar waxwing. The suspense has been killing people, I know. So cedar waxwing. And we do have their bird call here, we can get to in a moment. But they're such a beautiful bird. Now, tell me about the time period they come through, or are they resident, or how does that all work?
Well, you know, we're right at the very edge of their range. So at certain times, like this year, like when we have these huge mountain ash berry trees just dripping, sometimes they'll pass through in big flocks. But they do live with us a few all summer in places they like orchards and open areas with big fruity trees. So not a lot of those here in Juneau.
Right. So it's not the best kind of place for them, maybe, but it is the edge of. So yeah. What, you know, it's always interesting to me that I guess there's no real way of knowing this other than the kind of classic way of how biology works, but why some would choose to even be in this area at all if there's not that much food, but I guess less predation or there's some other.
Right. But then you have to think about, you know, when this time of year, especially if they happen to be inland. And they come down just in time for our elderberry or mountain ash, salmonberry earlier, you know. There's stuff to eat.
There's a lot to eat. That's true. Yeah.
And they feed the babies bugs at first. You know, everybody needs protein to grow. So they probably, if they hatch right around salmonberries, they're all set.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So what areas or what kind of environment can you most likely find the cedar waxwing if you're lucky enough to see one here or if you're out looking for one?
Yeah. They don't hardly ever go up above middle elevations. And they do like open areas with highly spaced trees, so they're very, very common in golf courses.
Oh, I see. Yes.
And we know how many we have of those.
We have one of them. It's an excellent Mendenhall golf course.
Yeah. Might not have enough fruit trees there, though.
Yeah. There are some mountain ash around the golf course, though, there. And there's definitely berries out in the wetlands there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the robins have totally stripped all of the elderberries.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're gone.
Is it thrushes and robins?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. I saw cedar waxwings, I think I told you this, in a trip I took this summer down to Petersburg. And there were a whole bunch kind of rummaging around in a hedge that was a rose bush that had rose hips on them. And it looked like that's what they were kind of interested in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting. I was reading a little bit about their digestive system, and they want to expel the seeds because seeds take so long to digest. They really want the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, they get the fruit that's already started to go to alcohol. And that can be a problem for them because it's bad for flying.
I see. Yes. They'll do some loops.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, that's really cool. So, okay, cedar waxwing. So be on the lookout for them. We're on the northern range and might be out there. Mm-hmm. Are they let's listen to their call. Let's listen to their call. We have found their call here online, so we'll just listen to that. So if you hear this call, you might have some waxwings around you. Let's see if that's it. That high pitch.
Extremely.
Yeah.
I can be looking at them with my binoculars and not hear them.
Right. Yeah. That's really fascinating. I mean, they just emit that very, very high pitched tone.
So the lucky thing about them is that when they are eruptive or they fall and they're searching for berries, they can be in huge groups. I was lucky enough to see them in Evergreen Cemetery one time, and maybe 50 of them.
Wow.
And they just descend on one tree, eat it, and go back to the next one and get that one. And they were screaming then because were happy.
Yeah, right. Over here. Yeah, right.
Yep.
Well, that's really cool. Well, how about other birds happening right now? What else is going on in our area?
Well, according to what I've been seeing on eBird, where you can add all your birds that you see, there's a whole bunch of things passing through in small numbers that live here, you know, in the summertime. A few warblers, a few sandpipers, a few different thrushes. So if you keep your eye out, you'll get to see them. They're not singing.
They're not, yeah.
But they are stuffing themselves big so they can migrate.
Okay, all right. Well, anything else you want people to know about in the bird world?
Yeah, we're going to have a global big day on October 8th, and that's a time where everybody in the world can go out and add to citizen science by checking out the birds around you. And if you add, last time they had over 100,000, maybe 200,000 views
wow.
of people on the one day. But it's so fun, too. You can look at the maps and see the different species from countries all over the world.
That's really cool. It really takes a snapshot of what's happening in the bird world mm-hmm. at that moment.
That's
a Saturday, right?
Yes, yeah. October 8th. And they like to do it. There's like one in the spring and one in the fall. It's kind of like to hopefully get to catch some of the migrants passing through or who's where you are right now.
Yeah, great. Well, always great to talk to you, Brenda. Thanks so much. Cedar waxwing, that high-pitched little tone, listen for that and spot them. They're beautiful, and they do look like a watercolor painting sort of. They're just amazing.
Yeah.
And thanks so much, and thanks for filling us in on what's happening in the bird world right now. Again, it's the second Thursday of every month. Is that the winter lectures also coming up?
October 13th, and it's going to be our intern talking about Arctic terns, hummingbirds, and tree swallows
in Juneau. Very cool. Thanks, Brenda. Brenda Wright from the Juneau Audubon Society. Appreciate you coming in and telling us about the birds.
Thank you, Amy.
Okay, thanks.